Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave in South Philly. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's, pregame, in-game, or a post-game feast. Find a location near you online at chickiesandpetes.com. It is time, as we do every day at 5 o'clock, for more Jack Fritz for John in New York. It is the top 5 of 5.
So as you just mentioned, Spike, you just mentioned the baseball team.
Yep.
And, you know, they are off to the best start they've been since 1993.
Wow.
And obviously the best record in baseball. And I can just sense more and more there's more Phillies discussion on the station.
Yep.
So what I have for you today is the top five people that are not allowed to enjoy this Phillies season on WIP.
They're not allowed to enjoy it.
Can't
this is going to be a controversial
one. I know I'm not on this list, so yeah.
Number five is Spike. Still not sure about you.
What?
Nah, I can't tell. You just see, you know, Yankees hat this. Still Yankees up. I think you had a Juan Soto tattoo idea.
I do not have a Juan Soto tattoo.
All right, maybe that was just an internet rumor.
Yeah. I certainly wouldn't get a tattoo of a one-year guy.
Well, he should be there a long time.
I do have a Giancarlo Stanton tattoo, but I would never get a Juan Soto tattoo.
So you're on the monitored list. I don't know if I sense it from you.
You told me I could have an American League team, and I am. I do have pictures of me as a little kid in a Phillies uniform. I was at the 1980 World Series and the 1983 World Series.
We're all about accuracy.
Yeah.
You were also at 1986 Mets versus Red Sox.
I was.
In the Bill Buckner game.
I was there as well. But
did you yell at Bill Buckner? Is that why he...
To make the ball go through his legs? I was also at the 1993 World Series as well. So,
way to get it back.
Well, but here's the thing. If I can't enjoy it, how can I earn the right to enjoy it?
That's why you're in the monitor section.
Okay.
You're in the monitor section.
This is outrageous.
The fourth person at WIP that is not allowed to enjoy this Philly season is Joe DeCamera.
Wow. Why?
Because he's a bandwagon jumper. Like, he's...
He will jump off the moment,
Because he's a lot like, I don't know if I see it yet. He does that, like, I don't know if I see it yet. Like, Richie's more all in than DeCamera. And DeCamera only goes back to 93 Phillies, I don't know, 17 times a show. Like, and I'm still holding the attempt to jump on the Trey Turner thing last year against DeCamera.
He tried
to take credit for that because he mentioned it 3 weeks before as a one-off.
But saying that you don't think the team is good enough isn't a bandwagon jumper. He's still cheering for the team.
Listen, he can cheer for the team. You're cheering for the team.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to enjoy it.
See, here's the thing he's going off of. I know Jack. He has a feel for whether or not he believes people are really all in on the team.
Yeah.
I'm not saying his feeling is correct. I'm just saying that's sort of what he goes with.
When the sharper your tongue, towards the team, the more you appear on this list.
See, you're I always talk about Team NovaCare. You're Team Citizens Bank Parkway. I feel like I who signs your checks, buddy?
Well, we are the flagship.
Yeah, but
that's a good point by you.
Yeah, they don't. We paid.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. Yeah, don't he get, knows. That's just his way of justifying. Okay.
Don't
what
get,
he's doing.
Don't get caught in the weeds.
Okay. So, last thing on DeCamera is I will defend him going back to the 93 team.
Way too much.
But if you were not 12 years old, and if you were here for the 93 team, you would go back to it too. They
you
are like
even born.
Yeah, they are like the Iverson Sixers of the Phillies.
Okay.
You know,
that's fine.
Got there. Everybody loved him. Didn't win at all. Lightning in a bottle.
Right.
Okay.
She sends a sharp tongue sometimes.
All right. Okay.
Number three, and I think this should go without saying, without any pushback, is Howard Eskin.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's definitely, thought he'd be number one on the list.
No. I'm trying to get my way into Howard's next speech. That's the bit I was trying to do last night.
Yeah, I heard you. You're clamoring to be mentioned in his.
We have a storied relationship together. Yeah. We've gone through a lot of battles. It's been great.
A storied relationship.
Yeah. So third is Howard. He's not allowed to enjoy this.
Yeah, no explanation needed.
Too much questioning of Rob Thompson. Number two is Elliot Shore Parks.
Whoa.
ESP, really?
He is absolutely not allowed to enjoy this Philly season. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's right. He does the.
He's done the Sixers are better, more well-run. He calls them losers. They got off to a slow start. He said they can't handle pressure. 26-12. He, while he was at all the games with me last year, he's always there's a little part of him that gets a little bit of a joy when they lose. That's the sense that I get.
You know what I wonder though, and you're right, but he is there in those moments because we have a tradition where we go to games together. But I'll say this: some of that is more or less directed at you.
What, me?
Well, his whole anti-Philly thing.
Well, that's what a lot of people are.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I don't know if he doesn't really want the team to win as much as he doesn't want you to be right.
Well, and he likes to prop up the Sixers, which is fine.
He does.
But I also think he's
He is a Sixer beat writer.
And
podcaster. Yeah.
A big Sixers podcast taking over the market, I think you would say. Hmm. And sometimes I feel like he's also at the Phillies games for clout. He gets to say I was there.
Saying he's doing it for clicks?
Clout chasing?
Clout chasing. You see me at the ballpark.
Right.
Me and Seltzer are like the mayors of CBP. Number two, Elliot Shore Parks. And the number one person that is not allowed to enjoy this Philly season is Joe Gilbert.
Of course.
I don't care if he's a baseball guy, quote unquote.
He is a baseball guy.
Or he is a baseball guy.
Yeah.
That's his first love, is baseball.
He's traded Bryce Harper before. He's traded Trey Turner before.
Yep.
He said this lineup sucked.
Yep.
And then 3 weeks later, they're the best team in the history of the sport. Joe Gilio, not allowed to enjoy
it. Y'all know if I'm buying Joe as a top Phillies guy. Yeah.
Keep that same energy. Yeah, because I can see him jumping off when there's some turbulent times.
Certainly knows the game.
Yeah, 100% knows
the sport. No question about that. But I don't know if he's all in on the Phillies.
There's a sharp tongue.
Yeah.
Again.
See, when things go bad, Joe doesn't necessarily find ways to be positive about
those
things.
He's like that Grinch gift. He's like the Grinch gift.
Yeah, Joe sort of is like, I told you so.
The thing I don't like about that list is criticizing people for having a sharp tongue. So, you had a sharp tongue last year against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Does that
yeah.
mean that you're not allowed to enjoy the Eagles this
no
year?
No doubt about it.
People would argue
the
that.
Moment I make a list, he's definitely off of it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we'd allow him to come to the parade.
Fair's fair.
So, I'll say this. If Jalen and Nick win a Super Bowl, I won't be there.
I won't be there.
I think you actually will be.
I think you will be there.
Yeah, I think all three of us will be there.
And here's the other thing. Real quick, Spike. You're with us. This is the family now. This is the family
Not
now.
On the air.
Huh?
Oh, no.
No. Okay. This is the family here.
Yeah,
us.
Right.
Me, you, and Jack.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do an awful lot of defending of the guys that we attack that aren't a part of the show.
I sense a lot of...
You do a lot of defending of... The midday guys, the camera, Elliot. I know these guys are guys you hired that you handpicked. I get that.
They're guy.
Yeah. This is team first. Take care of home first.
Well, this is
before we start helping cousins and uncles and all them. Let's make sure we take care of home first.
Here's what I'm worried about.
I like your allegiance to those guys.
Here's what I'm trying to avoid.
Okay.
You know, the history of WIP. You had Howard and Angelo that were at each other's throats.
A lot of infighting, yeah. Well, then, we enjoyed it.
Then certain other hosts at the station would rip other hosts and blah, blah, blah. It was miserable to go to work. And then you know, you had Gio and Francesa, and then Carlin and Gio fighting each other in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So it was always one of my signature things as the PD was to keep harmony within the shows. So I see Jack, who wants all the praise for Jack, and just trying to knock down all the other shows.
Well, that's what we do sometimes. Well, it's not knocking them down. It's sometimes they pump themselves up, and the reality is that he's the top baseball guy at the station.
Yep.
I'm the top football guy at the station.
Yep.
You know, we want to embrace you as the top basketball guy here at the station.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I got to know, Jack needs to know, whether or not you're both feet in the boat with us.
Of course I am.
Yeah, this is the PD thing you got going on where you want to be protective of everybody.
It's an adjustment
either,
period.
Either you're in the foxhole or you're not in the foxhole.
Well, I am in the foxhole.
Rip someone.
Yeah, we want you to rip the camera.
I don't have anything to rip them yet.
You know where Mark's...
Show's not good enough for me to listen
you
to.
You know when Mark's... That's good.
And he's got a bidet.
Yeah, that's a good jab right
there.
Right, there
you go.
I mean, Marks used to want to box the camera all the time.
Yeah, well.
That was like, he really
weird.
Just wanted to fight him.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was the real issue.
I got nothing against the camera.
Okay, we don't either.
No,
we just want you to be, you know, I feel like your PD hat is on.
Yeah, like jump in the fray with us. Like, we're all having fun here.
Listen, sometimes we get ourselves in hot water.
Yeah.
I need you in the hot water with us.
And it can't always be ripping your dad. We get it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You want me to rip my dad?
No, I want you to rip Jellio.
Yeah, not yet. I can't cause problems for Rod yet. I just got here. I was going to be a good citizen, and I'm here trying to do my thing.
I'm just saying, we're having meetings behind your back. I just want you to know that, Jack and I.
You're having meetings behind my back?
Well,
with us or against us?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm with you, of course.
Okay. Okay, we're watching you.
Yeah, like a hawk.
I don't like that at all. This hour, sponsored by Guida Durin Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guida Durin Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. You know, I'm actually sitting here thinking, are they having meetings about me? Because I won't rip the camera? I like Richie? Is that really? Do I like Richie too much?
What about Seltzer? Will you rip Seltzer?
Well, I have said many times that there is no worse drunk on the planet than James Seltzer. Number one worst drunk. Lovely guy.
It's a happy drunk.
I think he's happy.
Well, it's not just happy, though. It's a lot. Well,
it is a lot. It touches you. It touches you a lot, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know how when you see a small dog, you're like, wow, that dog's a lot. You know, it's like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
That's James when he's been drinking. All right?
Yeah, it's good.
There we go. I like it.
Okay. Yeah. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
Hey, yo, listen, I caused to raise some hell today. Yo, Ike, what's up? Spike, Jack, what's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
I'll tell you one thing. If you hang the phone up on me today, you won't have no fingers to feed your dog, but I'm going to chop every one of those bastards off, okay? Listen to what I got to say today, okay? I called this station. I got a brand I built on this station, and I'm going to damn well build it. If you think you're getting rid of Chuck from Mount Airy, you got another thing coming to you, Jack, because I ain't going nowhere. And I ain't never leaving this station unless I die or I feel like stop calling, okay? So let's get that straight. Do you hear what I'm saying to you, Spike?
Chuck, if you threaten to cut my fingers off again, not only will you never call the radio station again, I'll cut your fingers off.
You won't do a damn thing because you ain't got enough testicular fortitude to do anything.
You're 5'2".
Okay?
You're 5'2".
You think you're so tough.
You're shorter than my wife.
Don't. Do not play with me, Spike. Do not play with me, Spike.
You're like a starting lineup figurine.
It don't matter what I am. I'll break your face.
Chuck,
okay?
Chuck, deep, man. Chuck. Deep breaths. Deep breaths, big dog. Deep breaths. Let's learn to laugh a little bit more.
Yeah, just
let's not be as serious. We don't need to do the threatening thing or any of that. All right, big dog, I missed you all week, man. Hadn't heard from you all week. Hadn't heard from you in almost a week and a half. All right? You there?
No, because the thing about it is this, right?
Yeah.
This show was fun. It was fun to listen to. And I'm not one of those Twitter dudes that go on there and talk about Spike on Twitter. I don't need to do that. I'll call you up or I'll come up there. And my wife talked me off the ledge from coming down there today.
Thank God.
Because I wanted to talk to you, Spike, in person. But let me tell you something. I don't go on Twitter and go on and say things bad about you like other dudes do.
I appreciate that.
I don't have Twitter. Okay?
Chuck, I love you. Chuck, I'm a huge Chuck fan. Enormous Chuck fan. There's no bigger Chuck fan.
Why the hell you hang the phone up on me then?
Because I hung up on you because I just got done talking about what I didn't want to talk about with the previous caller, and you led with it. You're always a great caller when you bring it. But I don't need to be told how to run the show. I need to be told what you know about sports. And you know a lot, Chuck. I'm a big fan. But I don't want to be told how to run the show, and I don't want to be threatened physically. So if we can avoid those two things, we're going to get along great. We're just having fun, brother. That's all.
If you're going to hang the phone up on me, I just ask that it be warranted and hang up the phone on something I did, not for what somebody else did, okay?
But it was what you did, Chuck. It was what you did.
I didn't do anything. I called to make peace, okay? That's neither here nor there. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. This show was fun, Spike. Keep it that way, okay? And this was one of the highest rating programs in the city. Okay?
Nothing more fun than calling and threatening to cut off somebody's fingers, Chuck. I'll tell you, it's a barrel of laughs.
Yeah, sometimes you need a little wackiness, okay? You can't control everything, big dog, all right? So let me say something. I would trade Joel Embiid, okay? I'd trade his ass in a heartbeat right now, and I'd trade him for Kevin Durant in a heartbeat. So you can build a better team around Kevin Durant than you can this guy, Joel Embiid, all right? You guys are losers. But wanting to sit up here and keep a loser on his organization, okay? And you want to compare Joel Embiid to Bryce Harper? You want to compare Joel Embiid to Jalen Hurts? He ain't nothing like that, Spike. And I see why you get along with him, Spike. I've heard from your father that he came on your podcast. So he kissed your ass a little bit, and now you love him. But I tell you one thing, this time is ticking, and he's almost out of here, Spike. So go ahead, you can try to keep him here all you want. But the guy is a loser, and that's just a known fact, okay?
Chuck, Bryce Harper name-checked you, and you won't say anything negative about him for the next 10 years. Let's call a spade.
Ain't nothing negative to say about Bryce Harper. What's negative to say about him?
Yeah,
he's the best baseball player in the world.
How many titles? What did he do in Game 6 and Game 7 last year?
Well, this is why you're on the list, Mike.
How many titles Joel got?
No, but that's my point. That's my point, Chuck.
Spike, let me tell you something. Spike, maybe you was in New York, okay? Or maybe you was in New York eating a vegan pizza or something, and you didn't know what was going on down here when the Phillies was in the World Series a couple years ago and went to the LCS this year. You know what I mean?
When was the parade, Chuck?
It's the best. You know Bad Limit the Bank? You know what that is? It ain't got nothing with him name-checking me. I never asked him to name-check me. He name-checked me because I'm the best. And that's the reason why he name-checked me, okay? So all you people out there want to keep saying, Chuck don't say nothing bad about Bryce Harper. He knows the best when he hears it. So he name-checked me, okay? So what? He's the best baseball player in the world. And that's just shows. It shows when he's in the playoffs, and it doesn't show when your dude is in the playoffs. Your dude in the playoffs, he's out in the first round, losing New York. That's the type of dude he is. I'm telling you, when Bryce makes the playoffs, Bryce is the best. Simple as that.
Good call.
All right, big dog. We're going to talk to you, man.
We got through it. We got through it.
It's a good job by you, Spike. That's growth.
Well,
it's growth.
He threatens to cut my fingers off.
I will say that's three straight aggressive callers.
Yeah. And I'll say this about him threatening to break your fingers or cut them off. I think several people here have been threatened by Chuck.
But he's got to chill out with that.
Yes.
Call and tell me I suck and blah, 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 blah. That's out of line.
Yes.
I almost hung up, but then I thought he might actually cut my fingers off.
Yeah, that would have been a
bad decision.
I didn't
want to make the bet.
Yeah, that would have been a bad decision.
Bad bet to make. We're at Chickies and Pizza on Packer Avenue. We got all our fingers for now. It's graduation season. Book your graduation party at Chickies and Pete's or have them cater it for you. Details, chickiesandpete's.com. Coming up next, the text line, unless I forget about it. On the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Taz, you're going to need your salary raise for security purposes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
He's not doing any security.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's not being there. There's an extra pay
stand
there.
Stand up, man.
He gets me waters.
Yeah.
All right. This NBA playoffs, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place a same-game parlay on any playoff matchup, and you'll get bonus bets back if you don't win. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and more. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike and shoot your shot on America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.